Today is Monday, January 6, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is a show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. First day back at work, and I made it. Well, no, it wasn't my first day of my first full week. I guess this is the first day that feels real since Christmas happened. And the parking lot was so busy. I got to work a little bit late. I mean, I get to work late quite often, but I got to work a little bit late and later than normal, I guess I would say. And it was so full. And then at lunch, I had to run an errand at lunch. And so, well, I forgot about an errand that I needed to run. And so I got back to the office and then I had to leave again. And when I came back, the parking lot was so full. I bet I had to park, I don't know. I don't even want to guess. But I mean, you just would have to know how big our parking lot is. But it was like so far back. I was probably, I don't know, 30 rows back or something. Like something ridiculous. Anyway, so there were a lot of people. So everyone must have started back to work today. So it was everyone's first full day week back. So since we last talked this weekend, I got a few things done. Mark and I went. Mom had gotten us a rug for Christmas, and I had told her I needed a runner because we're trying to replace the rugs. We're trying to replace our bathroom. We have a runner in front of the, what do you call it? We have double sinks, whatever that thing is that holds the sinks, the counter. It has the cabinets underneath the cabinets and the sinks. We have a runner in front of that. And then we have a small rug in front of the shower, just, you know, so we can step on and not get the floor wet. And in the kitchen, we have a runner. And then we have, you know, a big, huge rug in the living room, which we just replaced. So Mom had asked, you know, oh, what do you guys want for Christmas? And I said, well, we need a runner for the kitchen that matches our current colors. And instead, they brought a big, huge rug. Because my mom was like, oh, I couldn't remember if you said that you were replacing the big one as well. And anyway, so we took that one back and got a refund. And then we did get a runner for our bathroom, but we got another runner for the kitchen, but I'm not sure. It's so thin. Like, I didn't want shag necessarily because that's what we had before, but it's so thin's the wrong word, but I can't think of what the word would be, but the texture is just very close. It's like a close cutting haircut or something. It's like very, 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 very close, just thin, very thin. The pattern I like, okay, but I wish it was a little bit more plush. Not a shag, but like in between somewhere. So I don't know what we're going to do about that. But anyway, and then we had Restaurant of the Week Saturday night. And I want to say that I put together some more shelves, but I don't know that I did because I don't remember when I did that. But then on Sunday I had church and we did our grocery shopping and that was about it on Sunday, I think. We played a little bit of Pokemon and I don't remember anything. I'm trying to think. Oh yeah, on Saturday I recorded Throwing Down with Joe Batanz. If you're a member of the Joe Batanz Network, the Patreon for Afterthought Media, then you get those extra shows. And so he does Catching Up with Mike Lawson and Throwing Down with Me, because throwing is kind of the opposite of that. Up, down is the opposite of up. So catching up and throwing down is the two things that he does. And that was fun. We didn't record all of December. So it was fun to get back together with Joe. Oh yeah, I know what else I did on the weekend. So I needed to work on the Pride 48 website. So I finally updated the website, got rid of the store from 2019. We're probably not going to have a store on the website other than to do donations and to pay for events like in New Orleans when we have, you know, like the cooking class or the ghost tour or something like that. People or breakfast or, you know, things of that nature. People can pay for that on the Pride 48 website and that will stay the same. But as far as the coffee mugs and mouse pads and t-shirts and stuff like that, we probably will have some stuff that you can buy, but we're probably not going to have that store on pride48.com. There was just some weirdness with the finances and stuff like that. Not the finances themselves, but like how the money went from the people who bought the merchandise to the store, you know, to the company that makes the merchandise. And then, you know, how the residual got back to the Pride 48 account and, you know, fees that we had to pay and stuff like that. And so we're going to relook at like how that, you know, how that goes. But I added a show. For some reason, North and South of Things was not on there. And then I just updated a bunch of information. So like I updated the, you know, the little banner that tells about the June event and the New Orleans event, and made some changes to the menu and stuff like that just to start getting ready for 2020's festivities. And I sent out a huge email to all the suits and said, hey, when are we going to have our next suits meeting? And, you know, here's some information that we need to pull together, because I'm hoping we can make the announcement for the June dates and the August dates by the end of January, so everyone can start planning for both June and August. Yeah, and so that's what I did. Other than that, I had decided, because, you know, I put up all the shelves in the garage, and then I realized I had a bunch of old boxes that I've literally been carrying around with me for years. I mean, probably this stuff was in boxes either in Dallas or it was in my parents' attic while I lived in Dallas. And then when I moved here, they gave the boxes to me, and they've just been sitting in whatever garage of whatever place that I was living. And I, you know, I put them all on the new shelves, but I was like, those things are just taking up room for nothing. I mean, apparently if I've had them stored for 15 years or more, then I haven't used any of the stuff that's in them. I should go through it. And a lot of them were books and things of that nature, old class yearbooks and stuff like that from high school, and maybe college yearbooks as well. I'm not sure if I have any college yearbooks or not. And then technology books. But, you know, they're like technologies that are so far different now or don't even exist anymore. And so I need to throw those away probably. So I was like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one box a day, and I'm going to, of those, you know, junky boxes that I've been carrying around, and I'm going to go through one box a day and get rid of that box and do something with whatever's in it, either throw the stuff away or donate it if it's like a book that is still worth something, or if it's something that I could use, bring it into the house, or at the very least, if I need to keep a box, you know, buy a container, and not, because the cardboard for these boxes is really old and starting to wear out. And so they rip, and, you know, every time you move them, they get a little more rattier. And they don't look very nice on the shelves, my brand new shelves either. So today I pick a box just randomly and I bring it in, and I went ahead and, because Mark doesn't eat lunch with me anymore because he's now working in Fayetteville, so he doesn't come home for lunch. He's working about 20 minutes away. And so to kill time during my lunch after I ate, I brought in the first box. I was like, okay, I'm going to start doing this. And I just so happened to pick the box that has old like tax documents and stuff like that that I probably am fine throwing away, but I don't feel comfortable throwing all this stuff away. And so I thought, I was like, okay, I'm going to throw the paper away, but I'm going to scan it. Well, then I have a scanner, but I haven't used it in probably 8 years. I have an old printer, an old Lexmark printer that has a scanner. So I pulled it out. I'm nowhere near finished scanning all that stuff in. So I've already missed my first day goal. I'm going to be scanning this stuff for days. But I don't know, I'm committed. I'm going to do this. And I also started my healthier eating today. So far, so good. I'm using the MyFitnessPal app to count my calories. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.